I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I have some really juicy gossip for you, and it unfolded right on the air during Camp Kennedy. My wife and I have not talked to her dad in quite a long time.
I feel like the last time I saw him was at Barrett's first birthday party.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah.
We just don't have a relationship, and there are a number of reasons why.
And that's okay.
Right. And I'm not going to get too much into it. I do have a little.
We've all been there.
But I do have a little bit of dirt for you at the end of this story.
All right, okay. Let's go.
So this is the first part of what happened when we were playing Camp Kennedy on Monday at about 8:45. I think the woman's name is Nancy.
Nancy, yes.
And she reveals to us on the air that she had drinks with my father-in-law, again, who we haven't talked to in probably 5 years. Nancy is in for Camp Kennedy. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
She says that she's actually had a beer with me. With me? Oh, my father-in-law. Right?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
My
Wait. That's impossible.
Wait. Hold on. You had a beer with who?
Lana's father.
No.
When?
What?
That's impossible.
Are you sure you have the right person? When did this happen?
Probably 3 or 4 years ago.
That's impossible.
No chance.
How did you know?
Well, because I started talking to him because he was getting shaken down by security. And
you're kidding.
He found out I was from Boston. Said, I'm from Boston. And he's like, oh, my son-in-law's on the radio in Boston.
Weird.
That's funny. Well, you've talked to him more in the past decade than I have, or my wife.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy. Yeah. That's a weird flex by him.
Whew. Oh, yeah. No, he was fired up.
Really?
Bet he was.
Yeah.
Carson is rattled now.
I'm so weird. Rattled.
No, we haven't talked to my wife's husband in a decade.
Close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we were both impossible.
So you're going through security.
Well, okay.
He gets pulled out of security because he has a knife on him. And then you say you're from Boston, and he says, oh, my son-in-law is on the radio in Boston.
Yep.
Oh, this is better than Campy Kennedy. Wow.
Oh, you knew your son's name, and
I'm sweating.
That made my heart beat fast.
I am sweating right now.
My stomach hurts.
So when we got done with that call, I said, we have to call Lana. I have to tell her this story.
It was just so strange.
So a song is playing on the radio, and I call Lana, and this is what happened when she finds out that some woman that listens to our show, it's delightful, has apparently
had beers with your dad.
Met my father-in-law, who got pulled out of security for having a knife on him, and then they had beers.
Shut up.
She's like,
but how does she know?
So she's at the airport. She's going through security. This guy gets pulled out of line because he has a pocket knife. And she's talking to him. And she mentions she's going to Boston. And he says, oh, my son-in-law hosts a radio show in Boston. His name is Carson. And she's like, oh, my God, Carson Kennedy. I've been listening to that radio station for 15 years.
Shut up.
And this was like 3 years ago.
What airport?
I didn't get to ask that.
We were just so floored because we kept saying, that's impossible. That's impossible, thinking that she had met him here.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, Lana said. And then I'm like, there's no way Lana was next to him. We're so confused right now. He's proud of you, Carson. He's just never going to tell you that.
Right. I know. It's just like a weird flex as you're being pulled out of line of security at the airport.
Maybe he did arrested?
I don't know.
No. He just got pulled out of line because he had a pocket.
Yeah, I told the lady. I was like, you've talked to him more than we have in a decade, so.
Oh, my God. That is so nuts.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, I got to call Lana. I got to get her reaction.
I can't even, wrap my brain around it.
I know, but what a weird flex, though. Like, just, oh, yeah, my son-in-law hosts a big radio show.
Well, it makes him look fancy.
Yeah.
Right. It's the only thing he knows about Boston.
I mean, I don't ever talk to him, but
yeah. She's like, no, he mentioned Barrett, like he knew everybody's names and all of it.
Well, he should know his name.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that guy. He's not on my top 10 list of favorite people, right? Anyway, wasn't that crazy?
Surfaces.
All right.
Oh, thanks.
So good morning.
Well, thanks for not swearing. I love you.
Oh, am I on the air?
No, not right now.
Bye, Lana.
All right, bye, babe.
Bye.
So that was off the air.
It was such a weird thing.
So here's the part that you don't know that Lana told me afterwards.
Hold, please. I need my popcorn.
Yeah. So
okay, begin.
She says, so the woman mentioned beers, that they had beers afterwards, right? So Lana's dad was married to his first wife. He was traveling. He had beers with a woman in the airport, ended up having an affair with that woman, and left his wife for the second wife.
So Nancy, no.
And then he left the second wife because he met another woman in the airport while having beers.
Twice?
Yes.
That's his MO, huh?
Yes.
What? Nancy's about to be Lana's stepsister.
Nancy, if you are listening, I need to know if he gave you digits.
Nancy, back away, girl.
Oh, my God almighty. I didn't know that second
That's
part.
That's crazy.
Them airport bars will ruin your marriage.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.